This past weekend, John DeCino put on a head-to-toe hazmat dry diving suit and jumped into one of the country's most polluted waterways, the Gowanus Canal. His plunge into that notorious Superfund site was live-streamed and narrated at the TEDx Gowanus conference by Lenny Sparrigan. John and Lenny are members of the Coney Island River Rats, and I'm very pleased to welcome both of them to our show today. Hello.
Hi there.
I have to confess that just the thought of getting into the Gowanus Canal, even in a hazmat suit, gives me the willies. Whose idea was it to do this?
Actually, it was my idea. Sean had approached us about coming to the event and speaking at it, and I said, you know, rather than speak at it, would it be better to conduct a live dive at the event and show people firsthand what we actually could see?
So you volunteered yourself?
I did.
The Gowanus was once one of the city's busiest industrial waterways, and as a result, it's filled with legacy pollutants. Lenny, just walking along the canal and smelling it can be unpleasant. Is there any recreational activity on the canal? Is there prized waterfront property along it?
It's really hard to describe this waterway as a prized waterfront. With all the chemicals and poisons in the water, there are groups that canoe on there, but this isn't something I recommend.
Did they ever tip over?
Well, they
have. Let's hope they don't.
They have, but they mutated, so they don't count as humans anymore.
John, were you at all concerned about your safety?
No, because, I mean, this wasn't something that we just went and did. Months of planning went into this in terms of figuring out what equipment we were going to do it correctly, and, you know, the cleanup procedure, and, you know, finding the proper location to go in and go out. So I wasn't worried because I knew we would have the proper plan in place.
And who did you consult with?
Just our team, you know, the team, and, you know, we knew the manufacturers of the equipment that you know, make the equipment that's necessary to do this.
So, Lenny, what kind of protective gear did John wear?
Well, we had a White's commercial diving dry suit, and we had mated that with the mechanism that attaches to the helmet so we could actually occlude all water except from his hands. At that point, we had waterproof gloves. We also had actually two barriers by the hands so we could protect him. The amount of effort it goes to staging a dive like this is staggering.
Well, is there – you suggest that there is already equipment available. What would it be used for other than diving into the Gowanus?
This equipment is actually used also for nuclear tank, the spent rod tank storage. And sadly, we have plenty of – Superfund sites to go diving in.
And this is like going into a nuclear site. Did you just jump in, John?
No, we didn't just jump in. We had a plan. We slowly lowered myself in from a ladder. So.
Oh, I would have liked seeing you hold your nose and jump.
No, it wasn't like an Olympic high dive, you know.
What was the water like once you got into the Gowanus? I always imagine it having a very oily consistency.
It wasn't very oily. You know, at one point when I was below and the bubbles were coming up, I think there was oil that's available and that you can see in the video. But I didn't think there was going to be as much visibility as we had. We had, you know, a little over a foot, I'd say, when we were down there. So we could get an idea. We could see the structure of the bulkhead and some of the pilings that were down there.
And we have a link to the video.
Yeah, I believe if you go to ConeyIslandRiverRats.org, you can check out the YouTube page for the Gowanus Canal dive.
Or go to WNYC.org. We're linking it there as well. So you had 1 foot visibility. Is that anything alive down there?
Well, strangely enough, we did see the formation of oysters that Lenny caught on the camera.
Now, how big are these oysters? Obviously, you're not going to eat them, but don't oysters act as living water filters?
I wouldn't put these on a blue plate special at this point. The oysters we saw were juveniles, less than a half inch in diameter. I'm part of a program to...
A half inch, that's a very small oyster.
They're very small oysters. You'd have to have a lot of them for a real blue
plate. That'd be shucking for 10 hours just to have a meal.
The fact that there were actually oysters living in this water totally stunned me.
Is that it? Are they the only things that you think are living there?
Well, you have a flock of geese, some ducks, seagulls, and the occasional, I guess, mafia victim.
Well, but we have things swimming all around New York Harbor. They just don't make it into the Gowanus.
The mud level, the mud toxicity level is really high, and the majority of the marine biota just noticed it clear.
They just built some kind of a tunnel to let some of the water out into New York Harbor. But where does the water come from?
Initially, the first pumping station was sucking water through a long pipe from the Buttermilk Channel. Right now, they have an intake pipe at the mouth of the Gowanus, and it's taking water from Erie Basin.
Oh, all the way from the Erie Basin.
Mm-hmm.
But then they have this thing that goes through Red Hook down to Graw, in fact, into the bay. Does that mean that we're putting disgusting stuff into New York Harbor, which we have worked so hard to clean up?
To a lesser degree. Most of the toxins are trapped within the mud line. So literally just pumping water through has been a negligible effect on the harbor's clarity.
John, have you dived into other waterways?
Yeah, we've been diving around the waterways of the New York Harbor now for, myself personally, over 13 years now. So, but this is the first, you know, Superfund site that we had been, that we'd gone into.
And was it the worst thing you've ever dived into?
It was pretty bad, just because of the process of what was involved to conduct the dive. But in terms of visibility, I've dove in other parts of the city where you only had a foot of visibility as well, in the other parts of the harbor. So, it's in terms of visibility, it was, you know, is on par.
But why is the canal so stagnant, Lenny? And to borrow a word from the New York Daily News, fetid.
The original flushing tunnel that was instituted in the 70s had been broken. Someone had actually dropped a manhole cover on the impeller pump. So for approximately 30 years, nothing was happening. Now that they've reinstituted that pump, they've discovered other problems throughout the system.
Are things still being dumped into it?
That's a trick question. The Department of Environmental Protection, which governs the sewage treatment, does, when it's raining, automatically dump raw sewage into the canal, actually into all of New York Harbor.
Right. We have combined sewer outfalls throughout the city of New York. So
is that what you saw at the bottom, mud and raw sewage?
Well, we never went all the way to the bottom. So from our perspective, I didn't see that.
So why didn't you go to the bottom? Weren't you looking for old boats that had sunk there and leaving treasure?
No, this wasn't a treasure hunt. This was just a glimpse of what the water looks like from the perspective of someone going into it.
And I'm assuming some people said to you, John, you're crazy.
A couple.
I pretty much think nearly everyone.
Yes.
Lenny, what other parts of the harbor do the Coney Island River rats explore?
Well, as long as there's water there, we go. The amount of history on the bottom of New York Harbor is just staggering. We have one of the first metal submarines sunk next to, well, not next to, but within 5 miles of one of the last metal submarines built in New York Harbor. We have a...
Where's that?
Well, the first sub was called Finian's Wake, John Holland creation, right. And it was sunk, I want to say 1906, around then, next to the Whitestone Bridge. The last sub built in New York Harbor is actually in Coney Island Creek, the Quester.
And they sank. Obviously, they weren't the best subs that ever were built.
One was sunk when it was in the process of being stolen by the Finian Brotherhood. The second sank because the owner just ran from it.
Is the water any cleaner now than it was a generation ago?
Oh, you have no idea. It's amazing. The clarity of the water, the cleanliness. We've actually got gribbles, what we call marine borers, coming back in mass.
John, when you got out of the water, how much decontamination did you have to do?
We rinsed off the suit pretty extensively and scrubbed down to make sure that there was nothing, no residual oil or any kind of material like that on the suit before the helmet was taken off, because that would be the concern, having that stuff be touching. That would be the only exposure to my body at that point.
And what did it smell like?
It actually didn't smell that bad, strange enough.
I want to bring out that he was wearing the helmet and getting clear and clean air. The rest of us were smelling benzene.
So would you consider diving into Newtown Creek now that you've done this? That's even perhaps more heavily polluted.
If the right reasons for going in there, if we had a reason for, you know, being able to show something or educate in a way, then of course.
Meanwhile, we have a link to John's give and the TED X. Is it TED Times or TED?
TED Talk.
Gowanus TEDx Talk associated with it on our show page at WNYC.org. What are some of your other plans?
Well,
don't tell me now. We've run out of time. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.